Okay. Today my sermon title is Who Am I?
今日我想同大家查考嘅题目系我是谁。
This is not a telephone scam.
呢个唔系好似啲官打电话嚟做告白嘅欺诈嘅告白一样。
Hi, do you know who I am?
知唔知我系边个咧？
Maybe we have never asked ourselves such a question. Who am I?
你可能有时问自己呢个问题，我究竟系边个咧？
Whether we like how we look，
无论我哋喜唔喜欢自己嘅样貌。
Whether we like our names，
无论我哋喜唔喜欢自己嘅姓名。
Our age，
或者我哋嘅年纪。
Or our living conditions，
或者我哋嘅生活嘅状况。
Usually we don't have any problem to understand who we are。
通常我哋都唔会好困难咁知道我哋自己系乜嘢人。
Unfortunately, we have problems to understand others.
但问题我哋好多时都就唔明白其他人究竟系点样。
We have difficulties in relating to one another.
好难同其他人嚟到深交嘅认识。
Even a relationship has been established for many years.
就算经过好多年嘅大家嘅相交。
People like to say something.Especially in conflicts, I really don't know who you are.
尤其是喺爭拗嘅時候，好多人就會話：我都唔知你究竟，我原來都唔認識你究竟係點樣嘅。
John and Mary were friends since youth.
John 同 Mary 係自細已經相識啦。
In college, they naturally became lovers.
好自然喺大學嘅時候就大家相戀。
And after graduation, they got married at age 22. They were so excited to begin a life journey together. John was an engineer and Mary an accountant. I'm not talking about you, okay? They bought a new house in suburbs.And weekdays they both were busy with their jobs.
平时他们就是很忙碌地工作。
Weekends were the time for them to enjoy together.
周末的时候他们就享受着一起的生活。
They took breakfast at La Peak.
在名店里面享受着早餐。
Shopping at malls.Whatever you like to interpret. Walking their dog. Watching a movie. They took vacations to visit national parks in different places. Everything was fine and perfect. Until one day when Mary was sick.
直到有一日 Mary 感觉到身体有点不舒服。
The doctor confirmed she was pregnant.
医生就确实了她是有了新机。
It should be good news.
这个应该是好好的消息。
Welcoming the birth of a new life.
将一个新生命来到迎入这个世界。
A fruit of love.
充满着爱。
Unfortunately, pregnancy was never in the plan.
但问题就是他们未准备好生 BB.
Never for the coming 10 years.
他预备了要等多10年才有细路仔。
Since the first day of marriage, Mary had been cautious to prevent any pregnancy.
由结婚的开始，他们就很小心的，不会令到他怀孕。
But this time she did not know what was wrong.
但他们不知道在哪里出错。
Reluctantly, Mary told John about the news. I am pregnant.
好艰难嘅 Mary 就讲俾John听，佢已经有咗 BB 啦。
And since then, their relationship changed to tension.
由呢刻开始，佢哋嘅关系就系一个好紧张嘅状况当中。
John said, "Did I tell you to be careful?"
就系话我已经讲咗你听要小心啦。
Did I tell you we can't afford?A baby now.
我咪讲咗听，我而家经济状况唔可以应付一个 B B.
Did I tell you I like children, but not now?
你聽，我係中意小朋友嘅，係而家嘅時間唔啱。
You make me feel I don't know you at all.
你令我覺得我都係唔認識你。
John was sad because he thought Mary had destroyed his life.
但就好憤怒，因為佢認為 Mary 就係摧毀咗佢呢個生命，佢嘅一生。
And Mary was sad too because her best friend could not understand her at all.
Mary 亦都係好憂傷，因為佢喺佢生命中佢嘅知己亦都唔明白佢。
And they could not imagine a sweet marriage could suddenly turn into a mess.
好難想像咁美好嘅一段婚姻搞到而家咁嘅地步。
My friends, there are just too many stories we can tell about relationship conflicts.
有好多好多嘅故事可以係關於關係上嘅爭執。
He said, she said.
公有公理，婆有婆理。
Human relationship is never meant to be easy.
人與人之間嘅關係從來都唔係好容易、好簡單嘅。
Let's go and try to listen to some of their sayings.
嘗試聽下佢哋有咩會點樣嘅講法。
A wife says,
有個太太會咁樣講。
I only want my husband to keep the bathroom clean, but he never listens.
我只是想要他老公將廁所保持得很乾淨，但他從來都沒有聽我的說話。
A husband says, I'm busy with my new project in office, but my wife is mad at me.
丈夫說我在工作上是有很多困難，有需要做很多時間，但我太太不明白我。
A mother says, I don't know why my daughter is so immature.
有媽媽話：我唔明白點解我女係咁幼稚嘅。
And the father says, I don't know why my son plays iPhone all the day long, but never spend times on books.
有爸爸話：我仔點我唔明白我仔點解成日睇玩電話而唔温書。
And the friend says, I cannot work with my partner anymore because we are so different.
有朋友話：我唔可以同我工作上嘅 partner 係一齊工作，因為大家都係太過唔相同。
A churchgoer says, I cannot stand the religious look of people.
我翻教會嘅人話：我唔能夠忍受喺翻到教會係擺到係好宗教性嘅樣嘅人出嚟。
And a teenager says,
一個少年咁樣話
：I cannot imagine my mother lets me to go to church every Sunday.
我唔可以想象我阿媽點解如果個個星期日都翻教會。
Maybe you agree with me that it is hard to relate to others。
或者你可以同意同人與人嘅相處係好困難嘅。
Not only it is hard to relate to strangers。
不單止係同陌生人好難相處。
It's by no means easy to relate to those you love。
甚至同你相愛嘅人，亦都唔係咁容易。
What is wrong in our relationships?
咁我哋人際上嘅關係喺邊度出錯咧
？Are there people you love, but at the same time they make you mad?
係咪有啲你愛嘅人，但係同時佢亦都令你好憤怒啦
？Is there someone you try to change so hard?
係咪有啲人我哋想改變佢
？Do you feel there are people you cannot get along anymore?
有冇覺得有啲人你唔可以繼續同佢哋有來往
？Are you shocked?When someone will respond to you like that,
如果有人咁样对待你嘅时候，你会唔会系好惊讶咧
？Have you ever thought it would be better off if you can live alone？
你有冇谂过系如果系自己孤身一人咁样生活系会更加好咧
？Do you feel there are pretense in your relationships？
有冇觉得喺你同人嘅关系上面有好多虚伪咧
？Everyone has problems in relationship.
每個人在人際關係上都有困難。
Whether it is at home, at workplace, in church, or in social circles.
無論在家裡、在工作上、在教會和社交上。
Actually, we all know some general rules in relationship.
其實我們在人際關係上我們都知道有一些大概的原則。
Let me give you a few general relationship rules.
俾啲嘅原則啊，大家。
We need to work hard. We know that. We need to work hard to maintain a relationship.
我哋知道係要維持一段關係係需要付上好大嘅努力。
But the problem is, we easily give up when we are disappointed.
但係當我哋失望嘅時候，我哋就好容易放棄。
Another general rule.
另外一個嘅原則就係。
We know relationship conflict cannot go away automatically.
我哋知道喺人際上有爭執嘅時候，呢個問題係唔會自己消失嘅。
But we dream the conflict will disappear by itself soon.
喺我哋嘅夢想裏面，我哋就希望呢個爭執就係自動嘅消失。
We know it is impossible to change someone.
我哋知道係要改變一個人係冇可能嘅。
The problem is we never give up trying.
但問題就係我哋不斷咁嘗試去改變人。
We know it is wrong to focus on the wrongdoings of others.
我哋知道係將集中在一個人做錯事的身上的事情上是錯的。
The problem is we keep doing it, making the conflicts never end.
但問題是我們不斷這樣做，而令到我們同人的關係的爭拗不斷這樣延續下去。
None of us is able to build a relationship without conflicts.
我們要建立一個關係是不可能沒有爭拗的。
So what should we do?If you really want to build a healthy relationship,
如果你想建立一個健全嘅關係時候，我哋應該點樣做咧？
Today we will study 1 Corinthians chapter 7 verses 17 to 24.
我哋今日就會睇哥林多前書第七章17至到24節。
We will try to find out some principles for us to improve our relationships.
在當中嘗試來到找一些原則來到令到我們可以在人際關係上面來到可以有進步。
Without the biblical principles, what you have done so far for your difficult relationships may not please God.
如果我們沒有聖經的原則的時候，我們是靠著我們自己的能力來到維持人際的關係上面是很困難的。
It is amazing to see Apostle Paul spends the whole chapter 7, 40 verses together to talk about relationships.
使徒保羅是用了第七整 整章的第七章用了40節來到講解到人際上的關係。
If you read through the whole chapter, there are at least 8 relationships mentioned there.
如果你看完整章第七章的時候，你會發覺是裡面有七個原則來到教導大家。
Paul was answering the questions raised by Christians at that time.
保羅當時是回答到當時的信徒提出的問題。
But I'm sure Paul's answers are applicable to us of today.
但我相信保羅所提出的方法的答案在今時今日都對我們是有幫助的。
And because of time, I could only briefly mention about these 8 relationships.
因為時間關係，我只是很簡略地講到這八個的原則。
八個 relationships.
八個的關係。
The first relationship is about the marriage between two Christians.
第一個關係是兩個信徒之間的婚姻。
You can find it in verse 1 to 7.
可以在第七章一至七節裏面看到。
The marriage couple does not know how to fulfill their marital duties.
有些夫婦是不明白怎樣來到將他們的婚姻的責任來到完成。
They punish one another by room separation. You sleep outside on the couch.
他們就是用分開來到分來到來到來到懲罰另外大家。
So Satan is pleased to come tempting them with sexual pressure outside marriage.
在這樣的情形，撒旦就很容易來到用婚外情來到引誘他們。
And they say to one another,
他們這樣對對方這樣說，
After so many years of marriage, you still do not know what I want.
结了婚这么多年了，你都还不知道我的需要。
Second relationship is between a widow or widower and the deceased spouse.
第二個嘅關係就係關於一啲喪偶嘅人同佢哋去世嘅配偶嘅關係。
The widow or widower has deep sorrows over the loss of spouse.
一啲喪偶嘅人喺佢哋喪失配偶嘅時候，佢哋嘅心情係嘅憂傷。
And at the same time, they feel lonely.
但是同一時間他們是覺得是很寂寞。
They don't know if they should remarry.
他們不知道應該 是需要再婚。
Should they remarry, they may feel unfaithful to the deceased one.
如果他們再婚的時候，他們 心理上覺得是對他們死了的配偶有不忠。
The third relationship is about a married couple.Seeking divorce.
三個關係是尋求離婚當中的夫婦。
At least one spouse is sick of the marriage.
最少是其中一方是覺得這段婚姻已經不再適合他了。
At least one spouse considers divorce is the only option.
最少其中一方面是覺得離婚是唯一 的出路。
But they don't know if divorce is something God is pleased with.
但他们不知道离婚是不是很适合神的心意。
The fourth relationship is about a divorced couple.
第四个的关系是离了婚的夫妇。
How should they relate to one another?
他们的关系怎样来到相处呢?
Should they treat one another as strangers, the farther apart the better?
是不是应该离开大家越远越好呢?
Should they seek reconciliation seriously?
因为是他们努力的来到再次复合的关系。
Should they get another marriage and hope for the best?
或者希望是再次跟第二个人结婚来到希望是 有更好的生活。
Another marriage between a Christian and a non-Christian.
另外一段的关系是基督徒和非基督徒的婚姻。
Sunday is very tense for them, whether they go to church together or not.
他们在星期日主日里面就是很紧张，因为他们不知道应不应该回教会。
The Christian says, I listen to God only.
基督徒说我只是会听神的说话。
The non-Christian says, How can I trust you as you trust God more than me?
但是那个非基督徒的就说我怎么可以信任你呢？因为 你信主多过是信任我。
And the Christian says, How can I tolerate your bad habits?
有徒就说我怎么可以来到容忍你 的坏习惯呢？
Another relationship is about Christians of different cultures.
另外关系就是有不同背景 的基督徒。
The example in the scripture is between the Jews and the non-Jews.
圣经里面所提到 的就是犹太人和外邦人。
The Jews uphold their circumcision tradition.
犹太的信徒是保持着他们犹太的传统。
The Jewish Christians find it very uncomfortable to worship with believers of other races in the same church.
犹太人的信徒就是觉得同外邦人的信徒一起崇拜，觉得很不舒服。
The Jews said to the non-Jews, Why can you not be like us by simply getting circumcision?
犹太的信徒就说，你们为什么不可以好像我一样来到进行割礼呢？
And conflicts easily arise because of cultural differences.
在不同文化背景的背后是大家就好多有好容易有发生争拗。
The seventh relationship is about Christians. They come together but they have different social status.
第七个嘅关系就系、是、一班信徒聚集喺一齐，但系佢哋嘅社会地位都系唔同嘅。
The example in the scripture is between a slave and a master.
喺经文系就系提到系主人同仆人嘅关系。
A slave is used to receiving orders
那個仆人是習慣了是聽從主人的命令。
And the master is used to giving orders.
那個主人就是習慣了是發號施令。
So what will happen when both are Christians?
但如果大家都是信徒的時候，會發生什麼事呢？
Supposing they have church council election.
可能他們就是有同工會的選舉。
Is it appropriate for a slave to be elected to lead the church?
一個仆人，一個是不是可以成為被選為同工呢？
We don't have slavery system today.
我們今時今日是沒有奴隸的制度。
But we have relationships between two persons of social differences.
我們仍然在大家的關係上在社會上有不同的地位。
Maybe it is between an employee and an employer.
或者是老闆和員工的關係，
or between a maid servant and a master of the house，
或者是間屋主和他的僕人的關係。
The final relationship mentioned in the scripture is between a virgin and other people。
最後一個的關係就是一個守獨身的人和其他人的關係。
A virgin here in the scripture may refer to someone who prefers an unmarried lifestyle.
一個守獨身的人可能就是他們是選擇了不結婚來獨身 的生活。
When the subject of marriage is brought up,
當大家提到結婚婚姻的時候，
a virgin finds it hard to relate to their parents, to their friends, or to the church members.
守獨身的人就是覺得跟他的父母和家人和朋友是很難有一個融合的相處。
They feel it is hard to mingle with married people.
他們覺得跟一些已婚的人很難在一起相處，一起生活。
And of course, other than these eight relationships, there are other relationships where tension easily appears.
當然除了這八個關係之外，還有很多不同的關係，大家都是有爭拗 的情況。
Such as relationship between a mother and a child.
例如父母和子女的關係。
Or between a mother-in-law and a daughter-in-law.
或者是一個媳婦和奶奶的關係。
And when conflicts arise in our relationship.
當我們在人际关系上有争拗的时候，
Sometimes we may not even know the reasons.
有时我们都不知道其实个原因是什么。
The only thing we know is the other party is against us.
我们只知道是对方是对抗着我们的。
Challenging us.
来到挑战我们。
And even hurting us.
甚至是伤害我们。
We think the other party does not understand us at all.
我们认为对方是完全不明白我们。
How can we solve relationship conflicts?
我們怎樣可以解決人際關係上的爭拗呢？
If you go to bookstore, you may find a lot of books on building relationships.
我們很多去書局裡面可以找到很多關於建立人際關係 的書。
I like this popular book.
我很喜歡這本書。
It's called Relationships for Dummies.
是比人際關係，就是 A relationship for dummies。
頭腦簡單的人都可以明白的，怎樣去改善我們的人際關係。 Honestly, there's no easy way to make your relationship stronger.
老實說，要建立好一個好好的人際關係並不容易。
But if you are a Christian,
但如果你是信徒的話，
Maybe you want to know what God has said about your relationships.
或者你可能你會想知道神怎樣教導我們 在我們自己的關係上。
Oftentimes we are uncertain about how our faith in God should affect our relationships.
很多時候我們都不知道我們 在對神的信心裡面怎樣來到影響到我們和人的關係。
And oftentimes Christians simply handle their relationships in the same ways as non-Christians.
好多時我哋信徒處理呢啲事情嘅時候，就好似非基督徒嘅方法一樣。
Apostle Paul in today's passage gives us some principles to handle relationship conflicts.
使徒保羅就喺呢段經文裏度教到我哋一啲同人相處嘅原則。
The first principle is
第一個處理嘅原則就係
Don't simply walk away from your relationship.
唔好輕易嘅放棄你同人嘅關係。
Don't run away from your relationship conflicts.
唔好有爭拗嘅時候，唔好就咁離開。
Verse 17 talks about what we should do after we became Christians.
第十七節教到我哋成為信徒之後應該點樣做。
And this idea is repeated in verses 20 and 24.
在第二十和二十四节来到重复这样教训我们。
It says, each person should remain in whatever situation as you were when God called you.
他说，个人蒙召的时候怎样，他就应当保持原来的情况。
Therefore, after you became a Christian, you should remain in your relationships.
所以就是说，当你成为信徒的时候，你就要保持住原来的情况。
If you have marriage conflicts,
如果你婚姻上有问题的，
don't think of divorce as an easy way out.
不要认为离婚是一条容易的出路。
If you have difficulties in mingling with the Jewish Christians,
如果跟犹太人的信徒有交通的困难的时候，
Don't try circumcision as a solution.
不要用割礼来作为一个解决的方法。
If you have difficulties in relating to a non-Christian,
如果跟非基督徒有关系上的困难的时候，
Don't try to cut him or her out of your life.
不要将他摒弃在你的生命之外。
If you are married to a non-Christian,
如果你跟一个非基督徒结了婚的时候，
Don't try separation as an answer.
不要用分开来作为你的答案。
We do not let our faith in Christ as an excuse to end a relationship easily.
我们不要作为我们主的关系来作为我们是作为一个我们同离开人的借口。
Of course, the Bible does not teach us that ending a relationship is absolutely not allowed.
当然圣经里面没有说是断绝一个关系是完全不可以的。
When we read Psalm 1,
我们读诗篇第一篇的时候，
it teaches us as followers of God,
它教导我们是跟随神的人，
we must stop association with those wicked people.
我们要远离恶人。
But for ordinary relationships in life,
但是在我们生命当中的不同的关系的时候，
we do not let any conflict or disappointment as an excuse for us to walk away from one another.
我们不会用争拗或者是失望来作为我们断绝这个关系的借口。
Second principle,
第二个原则，
don't be troubled with your identity in your relationship.
不要因为你的关系上面，你的身份的关系而烦恼。
Apostle Paul in verse 21 told a slave.
保罗在第21节讲到给奴隶的说话。
Don't let your identity trouble you.
不要因为你的身份而烦恼。
We are so easy to be troubled by our personal identity when we relate to others.
我们在跟其他人的关系上，我们很多时候是因为我们的地位，我们的身份而烦恼。
Maybe you ask, what is your identity?
人可能，你可能问，你的身份，你的地位是什么呢？
Who are you?
你是什么人呢？
Actually, who are you?
其实真的讲你是谁呢？
Maybe you think your identity is defined simply by your name.
你可能认为你的身份就是用你的名字来定来确立。
But your name cannot define actually who you are.
但其实你的名字不能够指示出你究竟是什么人。
Actually, your personal identity is defined by who, by how you look at yourself.
那你真正的身份就是你怎样看自己。
You may use anything to define who you are.
你可以用任何的方法、任何的东西来到指出你自己的身份是怎样。
Sometimes we use our talents to define our identity.
有时用我们的天分来到指出我们自己是什么人。
I am a musician.
我是一个音乐家。
I am an artist.
我是一个艺术家。
I am a painter.
我是一个画家。
And sometimes we use our experiences.To define who we are.
有时用我哋嘅经历嚟到指出我哋自己系乜嘢人。
I am a good mother.
我系一个好好嘅母亲。
I'm a good wife.
我系一个好嘅妻子。
I'm a responsible husband.
我系一个尽责嘅丈夫。
And sometimes we use achievements to define who we are.
有时我哋会用我哋嘅成就嚟到指出我哋嘅身份。
I'm a PhD.
我系一个博士。
I'm a professor.I'm a senior officer.
高級行政的人員。
And other times we use our characters to define who we are.
有時我們都用我們的性格來指出我們的身份。
I'm practical.
我是很直接，我是很
實際，實際。
我是很實際的。
I'm optimistic.
我是很樂觀的。
I'm straightforward.
我是很直接的。
And sometimes we even use negatives to define our identity.
有时我们甚至用负面的东西来指出我们的身份。
I'm nobody.
喂，我是罗底橙。
I'm a loser.
我是一个失败的。
I'm a failure.
我生命很失败。
And actually, there's nothing wrong for whatever identity you take.
我用这些方法来指出自己的身份是不是真的错的。
But however,
但是呢?
How you define yourself will determine how you feel and how you act in a relationship.
你怎样指出你自己的身份就会直接影响到你的态度和你的行为。
If you think you are a leader in your family,
如果你认为你在家里是带头的。
I am a leader.
我就是一个领袖。
And so you don't listen to suggestions from your spouse.
那你就不会听 你太太或者丈夫 的说话。
If you think you are a good person,
如果你认为你自己是一个好人，
I am so good.
我是非常好的。
And so you are anxious to look for respects and praises from others.
你又会要求其他人对你的尊重。
If you think you are a goal-oriented person,
如果你是用目标化来到的人生，
you easily feel other people are hindering you from moving forward.
你很容易觉得其他人是阻碍着你的前程。
If you think you are an emotional person,
如果你认为你自己是很情绪化的，
you can easily get hurt.
你又很容易受到伤害。
In any relationship,
每一个的人际关系上，
We look for empathy or understanding from others.
我们都希望接受，都希望人家的明白和体谅。
If others cannot agree with your personal identity,
如果其他人不认同你自己认为自己的身份的时候，
You are troubled very much by it.
你很容易受到他的影响。
Relationship conflictsare like landmines everywhere.
关系上的争拗就好像遍地布满地雷一样。
When you step on a landmine,
当你踩到在一个地雷上面，
it explodes and everyone gets hurt.
它又会发生爆炸，在周围的人也会受到伤害。
And then you may wonder,
又或者有这样的疑问，
if it is so hard for us toFind satisfaction in relationships.
如果我们在人际关系上面这么困难才找到自己可以接受的时候，
Why does God ask us to stay in our relationships?
點解神要求我哋喺留喺我哋嘅關係上邊咧
？How can we find satisfaction, full satisfaction in our relationships?
我哋點樣嚟到滿足我哋喺關係上嘅態度啦
？And the answer is，
嘅答案就係、是。
You cannot find full satisfaction from anyone in your relationship.
你唔可以完全你唔可以喺任何人身上完全揾到關係上嘅滿足。
And listen to what people say about their relationships.
我哋聽下以下嘅人點樣講佢哋嘅關係嘅關係。
Give you two examples.
我俾一啲例子大家。
A wife says.
一個太太咁樣話。
I only hope my husband can make me happy.
我只是希望我的丈夫会令到 我快乐。
It's a simple hope.
很简单的希望。
And I heard a college student say this.
听到一个大学生这样说。
I will be so happy.
我会很开心快乐。
If my future husband.
让我将来的丈夫。
Can read with me.
会
同我一起读。
同我一齐读书。
The story, the love stories of Junichi Watanabe
一个系日本好出名嘅作家所写嘅爱情故事。
渡边淳一。Okay, and you may say，
你可能咁样话。
I'm sad now。
我而家系忧伤当中。
Can you make me happy?
你可唔可以令我快乐
？And sorry, dreamers.
对，有咁梦想嘅人，好对唔住。
No one can be the source of happiness for another person.
冇一个人可以成为另一个人嘅快乐嘅源泉。
And also, no one can be the source of satisfaction for you.
冇人可以嚟到成为你满足嘅源泉。
They may make you happy for a little while.
他们可能令你在一个短暂的时间来到快乐。
And at the same time, they can make you very disappointed.
但是同时他们也可能会令你很失望。
Your spouse,
你的丈夫或者太太
your friends,
你的朋友
your children,
你的儿女
or anyone you know cannot fully understand you.
甚至你认识的任何一个人都不能够完全明白你。
If you really want to find happiness from another person,
如果你希望在另外一个人身上找到快乐的话，
it's like you hope another sinner can become your personal savior.
就好像你认为是另外一个罪人可以来到拯救你一样。
You hope another sinner can become your personal messiah with lower case.
就好像 你期待着另外一个罪人可以成为你个人的救主一样。
And the third principle in relationship.
我们关系上第三个原则。
Don't forget your God-given identity.
不要忘记神赐给你的身份。
If you want a healthy relationship.
如果你想有一个健全的关系。
Do not forget the identity given by God.
不要忘记神赐给你的身份。
In today's scripture of verses 17 to 24, there are 8 verses.
当中有八节。
But at the same time, there are 8 times we are reminded that each believer is called by God.
但当中有八节提到我们信徒，我们是神所呼召的。
Regardless of how you look at yourself,
无论你怎样看着自己,
regardless of how you define your personal identity,
无论你怎样认为你自己的身份,
you are called by God as an individual.
你是被神逐个独立身份这样来到呼召出来的。
And what does it mean?
这是什么意思呢?
For God to call people.
神来到呼召人。
God calls people. There are at least 3 meanings.
神呼召人当中有三个意义。
First one, God calls people to receive effective salvation.
第一样就是神呼召人来到接受他的救恩。
God calls you so that you can become Christian with spiritual rebirth.
神呼召人，所以啊，以致我哋嘅圣灵可以嚟到重生。
Second meaning.
第二个意思。
Sometimes God calls people to assume specific office.
有时神呼召一个人系做一件特别嘅事。
Maybe to become a prophet.
或者成为先知。
A preacher.
或者啊，成为一个啊传啊牧师。
Or a missionary.
或者传道的。
And the third meaning would be God also calls people to carry some duties.
第三个意思是神呼召人出来做一些神指定的工作。
For example, God calls us to repent of our sins.
举例来说，神呼召我们来到向我们的罪，要我们认罪。
To love God and to loveOur neighbors.
爱人和爱神和爱人。
Or God calls us to work hard to become holy.
我要不断的努力来到成为圣洁。
Or God calls us to become witness for the gospel of Christ to the non-believers.
或者要向一些未信主的人成为神的见证。
When we forget who we are,
如果我们忘记了我们的身份的时候，
When we forgetOur God-given identity,
我们忘记了神给我们的身份的时候，
we will find troubles in our relationship.
我们在人际关系上有很多困难。
Look at Adam and Eve.
我们看亚当和夏娃。
They were in the Garden of Eden, but they forgot who they were.
他们在伊甸园里面，他们忘记了他们的身份。
They forgot they were simply truecreated human beings unable to live independent of their creator.
他们忘记了他们是两个被造的人，他们不可以离开神来生活。
And consequently, they sinned and damaged their relationship.
结果就是他们犯罪和将他们的关系来破坏。
Look at Adam, look at Abraham and Sarah.
看亚伯拉罕和撒拉。
They forgot God called them to be the father and mother of multitudes in an everlasting kingdom.
他们忘记了他们的身份，是神呼召他们出来要成为万民的父母。
And consequently, Sarah planned another marriage for Abraham.
结果是撒拉为了亚伯拉罕安排了另外一段的婚姻。
And their marriage relationship was jeopardized.
他们的婚姻当中就发生了危机了。
Apostle Peter,
使徒彼得,
he forgot he was the witness of the gospel to the world.
他忘记了他是福音的见证。
Consequently, he pretended not to recognize those non-Jewish Christians.
结果他就是不承认是不是犹太人的信徒。
Because he was afraid of the Jews.
因为他向犹太人惧怕。
On the other hand, when you remember your God-given identity,
但如果当你记清楚你自己是神的身份的时候，
it will deeply affect how you handle things in life.
你就会很深受影响，来到怎样看着你的生命。
For example, Moses, he never forgot his identity.
他们摩西从来都没忘记他的身份。
Moses always remembers his calling from God.
摩西永远都是记住神对他的呼召。
A leader for 2 million Israelites.
作为200万个以色列人的领袖。
And consequently, he never gave up his people for 40 years in the desert.
结果就是40年当中，他对他的族人都不离不弃。
Regardless of how difficult the situation was，
无论当中有遇到多少的困难。
And God showed to Moses his understanding and empathy by calling Moses as his friend。
神就是对摩西的忠心，俾他的确认就是叫认摩西为作为他的朋友。
You look at Prophet Isaiah.He always remembered his calling from God.
他永远记住神对他的呼召。
he was a prophet in the wicked world.
佢喺一個罪惡嘅世界當中成為先知。
And consequently, he never gave up teaching his people for 64 years.
咁結果就係喺64年當中，佢係從未間斷過嚟到教訓佢嘅族人。
Regardless of how rebellious they were.
無論佢係族人係幾咁反抗，幾咁抗拒佢。
And if you read the book of Isaiah.
如果你睇以賽亞書嘅話。
You can see God comforted Isaiah so much.That Isaiah could praise God from the beginning to the end.
神俾以賽亞幾咁多嘅安慰，而係由以賽亞書由頭到尾都係以賽亞嘅讚美。
So in any relationship, you only have two choices.
所以喺關係上，我哋只係有兩個嘅選擇。
Choice one is to seek identification or understanding from man.
第一個就係喺人當中尋求。確認我們自己的身份。
The other option is to seek identification from God.
第二就是 在神當中尋求我們的身份。
You know, seeking identification from man often disappoints us.
如果我們在人當中來到需要確認我們的身份的時候，很多時候我們都是遇到失望。
Seeking identification from God can satisfy us all the time.
但如果我哋喺神当中寻求我哋身份嘅时候，我哋就永远都系得到满足。
And if you seek identification from God，
如果我哋喺神身上确认我哋嘅身份嘅时候
，you will be able to love and serve others consistently。
你就可以不断嘅嚟到爱同埋嚟到侍奉人。
Why？
点解咧
？It's because you are not seeking understanding from man。
因為你唔需要喺人身上嚟到確認自己。
Because they don't know you.
因為其他人唔明白你。
They don't understand you.
佢哋唔知道你係乜嘢。
It's because you are seeking happiness from God.
因為你喺神當中，如果你喺神當中尋求快樂嘅時候。
And God is the real source of joy.
神就係我哋快樂嘅源泉。
So in reality, we know it's hard to relate to one another.
我哋知道喺現實生活上係好難同大家同其他人有嘅建立一個關係。
Right? As Christians，
但係作為信徒嘅時候
，we have hope and courage。
我哋有希望，我哋係有受到鼓勵。
We have hope and courage in our relationships。
我哋喺關係上係有盼望同埋鼓勵。
It's because we believe God will help us。
因為我哋相信神係會幫助我哋。
It's because we also believe that Jesus has given us enough resources.
我哋確信主耶穌基督係比較我哋充足嘅資源。
Enough resources to work on our relationship.
我哋有足夠嘅資源嚟到喺我哋嘅人際關係上嚟到作工。
When I always remember who am I?
同埋我哋永遠記住我哋係邊個。
Who am I in front of God?
我哋喺神面前系乜嘢人咧
？I'm able to handle relationship conflicts
我。我系可以嚟到喺人际上有分裂嘅时候可以得到神嘅帮助。
I can handle with humility
我。可以喺
humility 谦卑。
我哋可以喺谦卑嘅工作。
I can handle the conflicts with gentleness.
我哋喺温柔上，如果有爭拗嘅時候，我哋都可以嚟到作工。
With patience.
有耐性。
And with kindness.
同埋仁慈。
Okay. 食飯先。
咁咧。
Jesus teach us to love God first.
主耶穌教到我哋先愛神。
And then love one another.
跟住爱其他人。
There's a connection between loving God and loving others.
爱人同埋爱神之间系有关系嘅。
Only when we can truly love God, we are able to accept others.
唯有先爱真正嘅爱神，先至可以同其他人嚟到相处。
Oftentimes you find disappointment in people whom you concern so much.
我好多时都系啊，对我哋好，对我哋有关，对我哋系关心嘅人当中咧，系啊系有失望。
But we forget everyone is created in God's image.
有时我哋忘记咗系啊，我啊人系照住神嘅形象嚟到做。
If you don't like someone's appearance,
如果你唔喜欢啊一个人嘅外貌嘅时候
，you are saying that there's something wrong with God.
咁你就系话啊神就系出神系出错。
Because God is never wrong in designing a person with any particular features.
因为神喺设计一个人嘅外形嘅时候，佢永远都唔会出错嘅。
Only when you see the wisdom of God in others,
唯有你系见到神嘅智慧嘅时候
，you will be able to accept others as who they are.
你就可以接受到其他人系。
Relationship is about two stories intersecting.
喺人際關係上係就好似兩個關係上又交叉回流一樣。
In this intersection, many conflicts may exist.
喺呢個交叉點裏邊，喺好多爭拗可能會發生。
If I'm not willing to accept who you are.
如果我唔能夠接受你係咁樣嘅人嘅時候
，I may play God to change you。
我就可能自己做神嘅身份嚟到改變你。
If I don't like the situation, how the situation has shaped you。
如果覺得你當中嘅環境時候，我唔喜歡嘅時候
，I try to change you to become what I like。
我就嘗試將你改變成為我所喜歡嘅。
I want to change you because I think you are wrong.
我想改變你，因為我覺得你咁樣做係錯。
Have you ever tried to change someone to become what you hope for?
你有冇嘗試將一個人改變到成為你所希望嘅咧
？Maybe you have asked.
或者你有咁樣嘅提問。
Why each one of us is so different?
點解我哋每一個人都係咁唔同嘅咧？
Why my wife or my husband can be like me?
點解我嘅太太或者丈夫唔可以好似我一樣，我咁樣一樣
咧？The answer is
答案就係
It is because God wants to write each one's story differently.
因為神喺我哋身上寫嘅每一個故事都係唔同嘅。
God puts a person in your life sometimes for your benefit.
神將一個人擺喺你身邊嘅時候係為咗你嘅好處。
Sometimes for your training.
有時係為咗你嘅訓練。
And sometimes for reasons you don't even know.
有時係甚至係你唔知道嘅原因。
We don't run away from relationship conflicts.
我哋唔會喺人際關係上爭拗當中嚟到逃跑。
Because we want to fulfill God's purposes.
因為我哋要完成神喺我哋身上所定立嘅。
Finally, maybe we ask another question.
最後我哋可能問呢個最後嘅問題。
What is the meaning of accepting Christ as our Savior?
我接受神成為我嘅救主嘅意義係乜嘢咧
？It means when you accept that you are a sinner.
就係話你接受咗自己係一個罪人。
You accept I am a sinner.
接受咗我係一個罪人。
But you should at the same time accept that you are surrounded by sinners.
你同時都係要接受你身邊嘅所有人都係罪人。
That means we all need God's work on us every day.
就係話我哋每個人每日都要神喺我哋身上嘅作工。
We need God to convict our sins every day.
神需要將我哋嘅罪嚟到定立。
Change our habits every day.
每日將我哋嘅壞習慣嚟到修改
，and improving our relationship with one another，
同大家嘅關係嚟到建立。
If you forget this，
如果你忘記咗嘅時候
，you may become self-righteous，
可能自以為是
，impatient，
冇耐性
，and judgmental，
同埋論斷人
，and this will damage our relationship。
咁我哋嘅關係就會被破壞。
When someone offends you，
當有人得罪你嘅時候
，you are actually offended by his or her weakness。
你其实就是因为他对方的弱点 而得罪。
And then you need God to use you as a tool.
那你就需要成为神的器皿。
To change the offender's weakness.
将对方的弱点来修改。
When we remember our identity before God,
如果我们记住我们在神的面前的身份的时候，
we will have the hope of building a healthy relationship.
我们就有盼望来到将我们 的关系来到继续建立。
And when we remember our calling from God,
当我们记住我们神对我们的呼召的时候，
our longings and desires will be satisfied.
我们的盼望，我们的祈求就是得到满足。
Let's bow our head and pray.
我们一起祈祷。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for today's passage.
主啊，天父，感谢你给我们今天的信息。
We thank you that you put people in our life.
我们感谢你将我们身边的人放在我们的生命当中。
So that we can learn how to relate to them.
以致我们可以学习到大家怎样相处。
How to love them.
怎样爱对方。
And in whenever conflicts comes out,
当我们有争拗的时候，
we find the understanding from God.
我们就由神的身上来到得到明白。
Because we know you are our source of joy.
因为我们知道你是我们喜乐的源泉。
And you help us to solve all the difficulties in our relationships.
我们确信神在我们生命当中的关系上面，你可以为我们解决一切。
Father, we thank you.
感谢神。
We pray all this in your Son Jesus Christ's name.
奉主耶稣的名祈求。